Hi, honey. How are you doing on the second day of quarantine? Oh, forget about all that. I got something exciting I want to tell you that will take your mind off of all your troubles. Yeah, really. Remember how yesterday I was telling you about fucking my sister's boyfriend, Jack, while you were stuck there all alone in your hotel room? Well, you'll never guess what happened today. You better lie down. I don't want to shock you. Well, this morning, I slept in late because Jack had worn me out last night. And so, when I got out of the shower and was walking back to our bedroom, I heard these noises, like someone was talking real low or something, trying to be quiet. So I crept down the hall, real scared-like, and I figured out that the noises were coming from the guest bedroom where my sister and Jack were sleeping. Except they weren't sleeping. The door was open just a crack, and so I pushed it open just a little bit more, being real quiet-like, and I saw Jack, all naked, straddling my sister's stomach and fucking her big, huge tits with his huge 10-inch monster cock. I could watch it better in the dresser mirror because from where I was standing, all I could see was Jack's backside. And my sister was naked, too, and her legs were spread wide, and she was fingering her gash while Jack fucked her tits. Then Jack told her to open her mouth. He wanted her to suck the tip of his cock while he fucked her tits. His cock was so big he was able to do that. And you know my sister. She loves to suck Jack's cock. And so she was all willing and everything. And Jack kept talking really low and whispery about how much he loved her big fat titties and how much he loved to fuck them and how pretty she always looked with his big cock in her mouth. Even first thing in the morning when her hair was all messy and she had morning breath, which is just one step above cum breath in my opinion. But I digress. Anyway, then Jack pulled his cock out of her mouth and started rubbing the tip all around her nipples. And I gotta tell you, babe, my sister has huge nipples, and they stick out really far. And there she is, lying on the bed, finger-fucking her gash, licking her lips, wet from drool and Jack's pre-cum as Jack rubs his wet head all over her nipples and tits. And then he starts fucking her hard nipple with his slit. Boy, was that hot. And I gotta tell you, babe, watching them was making me all hot and bothered. So there I was, standing by the crack at the door, fresh from a shower, and just wearing my leopard bathrobe loosely around my shoulders. You remember that leopard bathrobe, right, honey? I got it on sale at Target that time, and... Oh, right, keep talking about this morning. Sorry, I got distracted. And then I started finger-fucking my cunt as I watched those two. My sister's snatch was all wet and glistening, and I wondered if Jack had already come inside her. But from the sound of it, he hadn't come yet. Then Jack told my sister to grab her tits and hold them tight together because he wanted to stick his cock between them and fuck them some more. And I don't know. I must have made a sound or something, because all of a sudden, Jack stopped and turned his head around and saw me in the mirror, watching him. Then he smiled and told me to come inside and join them. So, honey, that's how I ended up naked with Jack and my sister this morning. Are you okay? I thought I heard you panting. Oh, right, the story. Well, as I walked over towards the bed to join them, Jack started telling my sister how he had fucked me last night. Because she didn't know that. She'd been sleeping. And after, you know, he fucked me when we went skinny dipping. And how my snatch was big enough to take his huge monster cock. And how great it felt. And he asked my sister if she minded if Jack fucked me again. Which made me all excited. And my sister said, no, go ahead. She wanted to watch. So, honey, then I got on the bed with them, almost kind of shoving my sister out of the way in my eagerness, and I lay down on my back, and Jack starts sucking on my tits. Did I tell you how much Jack likes big, huge tits, honey? And his cock and balls are just dangling down there by my twat, every once in a while nudging against my cunt. And I am so horny that I beg Jack to stick his big, huge monster cock inside me and fuck me. I said, please, Jack, give me your cock again. I came so hard last night in your cock, and I need you to fuck me again. And Jack looked over at my sister, her nodded her head okay, and then Jack laid his 10-inch cock right there, right at the entrance to my cunt, and started sliding it up and down my gash, getting it all wet with my cunt juices, and tickling my clit with the tip of his glands. Did I tell you how much I love it when Jack rubs his tip against my clit, honey? Well, I do, and I want you to do that to me, too, if you ever get out of quarantine. You got enough to eat, baby? Are they feeding you okay? Oh, right. Focus on the story. Well, so anyway, Jack is sliding his cock up and down my gash, sucking on my nipples, and then he says, put it in. If you want it, you have to put it in. And then he puts his hand around the back of my head to hold my head up so I can watch as I wrap my hand around his shaft and slide his big, fat, monster cock inside me. He knows how much I like to watch. And my sister likes to watch, too. He said something like, I love to see the expression on your face as I sink my monster 10-inch cock inside your fuckhole. And baby, let me tell you, I was ooing and eyeing while Jack slowly pushed his monster inside me, inch by inch. And it felt so good, baby. Oh, God, jeez, it just felt so good. And Sis was fingering her cunt and mauling her tits while Jack worked his big, fat cock inside my cunt. Then she got an idea. And, honey, it was a great idea. I loved it. My sister scooted closer so she could suck on my tits while Jack was shoving his cock inside my cunt and fucking me. Oh, let me tell you, I was in ecstasy. It felt great. I was getting all these cunt tingles from my sister sucking on my nipples and from Jack's cock fucking me. And so I started humping my hips up at him. And I told him how much I loved his cock fucking me and how I loved it when his balls slapped against my ass and how his cock went so far deep up inside me. And, oh, and how it made me feel so full. And I said, keep fucking me, Jack. Shove that monster deep inside me. I can feel your tip kissing my cervix every time you shove your cock in deep. Oh, God, Jack, yeah. Fuck, yeah. Oh, Jack, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Do it, baby. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. And then, oh, I'm sorry, honey. I got carried away for a minute there. Oh. And then Jack said how he loved my cunt, too, and how it made him so happy to fuck a cunt that was big enough to take all of his huge 10-inch monster cock. Because as I told you last night, my sister's cunt is just too tight for Jack's 10 inches. And so there we were, fucking and sucking. And then I told my sister that I wanted to lick her gash. So she got all turned around. So me and her were 69ing while Jack was pounding my snatch. And my sister's gash was really slick with her juices. And I just lapped them up with my tongue because it was her cunt juices plus Jack's juices too. His pre-cum was still on her gash. And while I was doing her, she was teasing my clit with her tongue as Jack was plowing my twat. it must have really turned Jack on to, because he was looking down, staring at her tongue licking my clit, and after a couple minutes, he couldn't take it anymore. He pulled his cock out of my cunt and told my sister to open her mouth. He wanted her to suck his cock for a minute. And so my sister raised up her head and took Jack's cock into her mouth and gave it a few sucks, and then he pulled out and stuck his cock, went from my sister's drool into my cunt again, and picked up where he left off fucking me. And my sister went back to licking me, and I never stopped licking her cunt either. Then Jack pulled out again and presented his cock to my sister to take into her mouth and suck. And then he stuck his cock back into my fuckhole. And this went on for quite a while, Jack sharing his cock between us two girls. Oh, honey, you have no idea how good it feels to be licking another woman's cunt while your cunt is being worked off by another mouth and by a cock plowing your fuckhole at the same time. I was in ecstasy, and I was humping my hips, and I had to pull my mouth out of my sister's snatch to tell Jack I was ready to come on his cock, and how I loved his cock fucking me, and to fuck me harder because I was gonna come, and that both my sister and Jack increased their efforts, and pretty soon I was shuddering and screaming, I'm coming, come inside me, please, fill my cunt hole with your spunk, oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, it was so good, honey. And then Jack got all swelled up even more, and he gave one big, huge final thrust, and he was right up against my cervix, and he held steady as he pumped load after load of jizz into my cunt. And I had to pull my sister's head off my clit because it was getting too sensitive. Oh, God, yeah. And then Jack pulled his cock out of me and shot the last load of his spunk all over my sister's face and lips as I finished tongue-fucking her. And then Jack crawled over my sister to get to me, and he leaned over my head and presented his cock to me and told me to clean him up, to lick his cock clean. And so I opened my mouth and let Jack stick his still huge but now deflated cock into my mouth. And I slurped on it, and I licked him clean, but not before he painted my lips with his wet cock head and smeared his cummy tip all over my face. Well, we all kind of slumped over and rested up after that. And then I remembered about you, babe, stuck all alone in your hotel room while I'm telling you about enjoying another man's cock as his cum slowly drips out of me. Honey, are you still there? Honey, I hear you moaning. Are you okay? You're panting and you're breathing funny. Do you want me to call a doctor? Honey? Honey? Oh, fuck. I forgot to tell him that Jack invited a few of his buddies over this afternoon.